can't. We went to Lake Erie when I went up there to see my brother and thing. And they wanted us to go, my sister-in-law wanted me to go out on Lake Erie, you know, and one of them things. I said, I ain't fixing. I said, I ain't getting no water, no flooding up over my, the ankle of my shoes, that leg is tickling there. I said, no, I ain't getting out there. I said, I said, I want to see my foot one day in the water. I want to get in the water. Like that.
Well, what do you call it when you jump in the water head first?
What do you call it, diving?
Yeah.
Diving in the water?
Well, now, if you can't swim and you get in the water and it's over your head, you're liable to
drown. That's it, and that's what I did. That's what I did.
You know many people, you hear about people getting drowned all the
time. Sure do hear about a lot of. I said, well, if I ever get drowned, somebody sure push me in, and I'm going to kindly watch, and I get close enough for them to push me in.
Denver got drowned one time. Was it Chesapeake Bay, wasn't it?
No, it was up in Charleston.
Somewhere around, I forgot the name of the body it was. Okay, now, when you're in church and it's time to say the prayers, and you get in a different position.
That's right.
And what do you, how, what
do you call mean? That dismissing then?
Well, if you want to pray though.
Yeah. When they singing hymns, you know, and then they're standing up, and somebody's supposed to go up, you know, and pray.
Do y'all ever kneel down?
Yes, ma'am. When you go to pray, you kneel down.
Yeah. Okay. And sometimes they say that if you eat before you go to bed, you imagine things in your sleep.
That's right.
What do you call that?
Dreaming, I reckon, in bed and restless, too full to sleep.
If you're uptown and your car gave out, then. And you want to get home, then you'd have to
hire a taxi.
Yeah.
Get somebody. If you didn't see nobody, you know, you'd have to hire a taxi to get home. Because it's too far to walk.
Well, or when you was a young girl, I guess you didn't have cars. You'd walk.
Oh, Lord, yeah. I have walked. I used to walk from here, over there, that houseway, up to Miss walk up there. 7 years. Walk up there and back. Go up there and wait. One day a week.
Well, did anybody ever walk with you, or was y'all always by
yourself? I'd go by myself. There wasn't no cars much and things like there is now.
Well, if you've got to, maybe if you want to move the television from room to room and it's too big to just pick up.
Just roll it.
Right, you get behind it and
push it.
All right, or you can get in front of it
and pull it.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if you had, you don't have steps in this house, but if you lived in a house that you
had steps, had to go upstairs,
and you'd have to take something heavy up them steps, then you'd just have to pull it, you know.
You just have to pull it if you didn't have no basket. You didn't have no basket to hold on, go up. You just have to walk up 3 or 4 steps and stop and rest.
Yeah. If you're out playing ball, you know, and you're pitching the ball back and forth, you might say, I'm fixing to throw the ball now, I want you to
hit it. I want you to hit it.
When your kids was coming up, I guess when they was getting about teenagers, they'd start. Walking back and forth.
That's right.